Good morning. I'm Natalie with KQNK. Today is Wednesday, March 6th. Currently with fair skies, it is 38 degrees. The humidity is 51%. The wind speed is variable at 3 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 30, and the dew point is 21 degrees. It's 8:04 and time for Kansas News.
Kansas Information Network News. I'm Jen Austin. A woman was killed in a crash in southeast Kansas early Sunday morning. Julio Flores has more.
According to the Kansas Highway Patrol, around 3:05 a.m., 26-year-old Ashley Rendon from Parsons was driving a 2001 Chrysler PT Cruiser west of Kansas Highway 126, 4 miles west of Pittsburgh. The KHP said for an unknown reason, Rendon drove off the highway into a ditch to the south and hit a culvert. Rendon's car then overturned onto its top and caught on fire. Rendon was pronounced dead at the scene. I'm Blue Flores.
The Kansas Supreme Court will conduct a special evening session April 23rd in Lansing at 6:30 at Lansing Middle School. The public's invited to attend that special session to observe the court as it hears oral arguments in two cases. After the oral arguments, the justices will greet the public in an informal reception. The Supreme Court has conducted special sessions outside its Topeka courtroom since 2011 with sessions at different venues across the state. April 23rd in Lansing. This is Kansas Information Network News.
Hey, it's me, Gus the Gopher for Atmos Energy. Being a gopher, I like to dig. That's what us gophers were born to do, along with eating plants, taunting groundskeepers, and listening to bluegrass music. And I especially enjoy digging around the yard. Occasionally, I bump into a utility line and I get a headache. Ouch! After all, they're hard to miss since they can be buried anywhere. But if you hit one with your shovel, backhoe, or ditch digger, you could cause a gas leak, disrupt service, or worse. Makes me shake in my paws just thinking about it. You can avoid all of this by calling 811 at least 3 business days before you or someone else digs in your yard to have those underground utility-owned lines marked. Calling 811 will help protect your property and, more importantly, you. It's free and it's the law. You dig what I'm saying? For more on safe digging, visit atmosenergy.com/811.
Good morning. I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News. Brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, serving all of your chemical and fertilizer needs. On Tuesday, U.S. Representative Tracy Mann of Kansas, along with U.S. Senators Deb Fischer of Nebraska and Joni Ernst of Iowa, led 25 other members in sending a letter to U.S. Environmental Protection Agency Administrator Michael Regan, urging him to withdraw a proposed rule impacting meat and poultry processing and rendering facilities. On December 15th, the Biden administration's Environmental Protection Agency announced a proposed rule to revise wastewater discharge standards for meat and poultry processing and rendering facilities. The proposed rule would greatly decrease the allowable levels of nitrogen and phosphorus in wastewater discharge, requiring facilities to increase treatment standards for their operation. And additionally, the EPA is proposing for the first time to require facilities to treat wastewater that is indirectly discharged into regulated waters. The letter from the legislatures pushes against this proposed rule and advocates for EPA to fulfill its duty to work earnestly with the regulated community in any future rulemaking, ensuring that future actions do not compromise America's food system. Representative Mann said it's irresponsible for the Biden administration to propose burdensome federal regulations like this, which diminish processing options for producers, eliminate rural jobs, and reduce product availability for consumers. Those who will be affected by the rule are encouraged to express their thoughts and concerns to the EPA. There will be a public hearing hosted on March 20th, and the EPA will continue to accept public comments through March 25th. Following the close of the public comment period, the EPA will begin to review stakeholder input when drafting the final rule. More than 1,000 child care providers and stakeholders from all 105 Kansas counties urge lawmakers to channel more money into the state's overwhelmed child care programs. Child care data in the state suggests only 46% of children in Kansas are receiving child care services, and that an additional 85,000 child care slots are needed to meet demand. To alleviate some of the financial strain faced by providers, Governor Kelly introduced a $56 million allocation as part of her proposed budget for fiscal year 2025, and the funding includes nearly $30 million for the construction of child care facilities and $5 million for a Northwest Kansas pilot program seeking to test practices for public-private child care partnerships in rural areas. Another $15 million will go towards workforce grants to support child care providers struggling in the wake of the COVID-19 pandemic. In fiscal year 2025, the money would provide an estimated 3,500 child care organizations with $4,000 grants. Child care providers and stakeholders signed onto a letter supporting the allocation, calling the move a critical economic development and one that would bolster struggling Kansas families. Lawmakers in the Republican majority legislature will go through budget items before sending the budget back to Governor Kelly. And if enacted, this allocation would be the largest single-year investment in early childhood care and education in Kansas history, according to the governor's office. Governor Kelly said early childhood providers are essential to preparing our children for lifelong success and know how critical it is to invest in our state's early childhood system. She said legislators should listen to these experts and approve the crucial budget proposals needed to expand access to child care, support our working families and businesses, and grow our economy. Medicare Advantage open enrollment period started on January 1st and will run through March 31st. And during this time, if you're in a Medicare Advantage plan and want to change your health plan, you can switch to a different Medicare Advantage plan with or without drug coverage or go back to original Medicare. And if needed, also join a Medicare prescription drug plan. Changes to be aware of for 2024 include that 21 Medicare prescription drug plans will be available with premiums varying from $0.50 to $106.70. 77.81% of people with a standalone Medicare prescription drug plan have access to a plan with a lower premium than what they paid in 2023. 92 Medicare Advantage plans are available in 2024 compared to 90 plans in 2023. 100% of people with Medicare have access to a Medicare Advantage plan, and the average monthly Medicare Advantage plan premium changed from $7.42 in 2023 to $9.90 in 2024, representing a $2.48 change in average premium. Through the Inflation Reduction Act, people with Medicare prescription drug coverage who fall into the catastrophic phase of the prescription drug benefit won't have to pay anything out of pocket during that phase for covered Medicare prescription drugs, and there will be expanded eligibility for full benefits under the Extra Help program, meaning all Extra Help enrollees will pay no deductible, no premium, and benefit from fixed lower copayments for certain medications. To learn more about the Extra Help program, including eligibility criteria and how to apply, you can visit cms.gov. In Nebraska news, a fire was reported at around 4:20 p.m. on Tuesday near Northwest 12th Street and West Waverly Road, just southeast of Raymond in northern Lancaster County. And Chief Deputy Ben Houchin said the home was engulfed in flames when the crews arrived. According to Captain Jeff Winkie with Raymond Volunteer Fire and Rescue, the fire started underneath the home and burned through the floor. And the Nebraska State Fire Marshal Agency said the fire was accidental and caused by an electrical issue in a crawl space. No people were injured. However, two cats died in the fire, and two more cats were unaccounted for. According to Houchin, the home, worth around $86,000, was a total loss, and about $16,000 in personal property was also destroyed. Governor Pillen vetoed a bill on Monday that would distribute hypodermic needles to drug users in the hope to prevent the spread of diseases. Legislative Bill 307, introduced by State Senator Megan Hunt of Omaha, passed 30-7 on Thursday, and the proposal was then sent to Pillen for approval. If the bill should become law, public or behavioral health programs could distribute needles, as the bill's goal was to protect the public by promoting the safe use and disposal of syringes. In a statement on Monday, Governor Pillen called the legislation problematic, as written, because it exposes Nebraska's kids to increased dangers by allowing them to participate in needle exchange programs, and it does nothing to enhance the safety of communities. He said that there's also evidence that these programs led to enhanced drug use and does not result in significant reductions in the transmission of communicable diseases. Senator Hunt quickly filed a motion to override Pillen's veto, and that would take at least 30 votes. In a post to social media, Hunt said Pillen cited a lot of misinformation in his reasoning for vetoing the bill. She said her colleagues understand that LB 307 is tailored to the needs of Nebraskans through input of local experts, stakeholders, and practitioners. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Firebolt Ag is a full-service fertilizer and chemical retailer. They customize products for individual farmers' needs, with the primary focus being customer profitability. Let Josh and Jack help you get the most out of your farm ground. They also provide in-house marketing with Ron Wall of Flatwater Solutions. Visit Ron in Phillipsburg or call Josh at 785-854-8484 or Jack at 308-840-2819. Firebolt Ag, your leader in agriculture.
A new scholarship program at the College of Veterinary Medicine at Kansas State University will help address shortages of rural veterinarians while increasing overall access to veterinary education. The college recently received a nearly $250,000 grant from the United States Department of Agriculture's National Institute of Food and Agriculture, or NIFA, to create the Rural and Underrepresented Scholarship for Hopeful Doctor of Veterinary Medicine Students, or RUSH, DVM program. Callie Ross, the Associate Dean of Admissions, said with these scholarships, they can recruit, engage, retain, mentor, and train committed underrepresented scholars, resulting in DVM degrees at the K-State College of Veterinary Medicine. The grant was funded through NIFA's Higher Education Multicultural Scholars Program, which aims to increase the diversity of the food and agriculture workforce and to advance education achievement by providing competitive grants to higher learning institutions. Ross said that through the four-year DVM program, enrolled students will develop critical thinking and communication skills, grow in leadership skills, and work within the ethical and professional standards expected in the field of veterinary medicine. The RUSH DVM program will provide scholarships starting 2024 through 2027. Kansas Governor Laura Kelly signed a proclamation declaring this week, March 3rd through the 9th, Kansas Talking Books Week. According to the proclamation, the Federal Pratt-Smoot Act, enacted in March 3, 1931, established free library services for blind adults administered by the National Library Service for the Blind and Print Disabled, or NLS, in the Library of Congress. During Talking Books Week, the State Library of Kansas is celebrating services that Kansans with a print impairment can enjoy with the Talking Books account. Governor Kelly's proclamation highlights the variety of more than 150,000 accessible reading materials and additional information services, including a new statewide sponsorship by the agency of NFB Newsline. A service of the National Federation of the Blind, NFB Newsline provides library patrons access to hundreds of newspapers, magazines, emergency weather alerts, job listings, and more by phone, internet, an iOS app, and an Alexa skill. The director of the Talking Books Division, Michael Lane, noted that they encourage their current and potential patrons to explore the variety of services offered and the options for customization available through Kansas Talking Books, and they want every user to find their perfect fit of service to meet their needs. Talking Books Week programming will be shared on social media at facebook.com/kansas.talking.books.service. Kansas Talking Books, a division of the State Library of Kansas, proudly serves patrons who are blind, visually impaired, physically impaired, or otherwise print disabled in all 105 counties across the state, with the assistance of outreach centers in Norton, Great Bend, and Iola. All services are provided at no cost to the patron, and to learn more about services from the state's library's Talking Books division, you can call toll-free at 1-800-362-0699. Severe weather season is almost upon us, and as spring approaches, now is the time to prepare for all that the severe weather season has to offer. You should ask yourself what you would do in the case of wind, lightning, hail, flooding, and/or tornadoes. Kansas averages 95 tornadoes a year, with a total of 44 in 2023. So some steps that you can take now to prepare includes to have an emergency kit packed and accessible. And this should include first aid kit, a whistle, clothing, shoes, batteries, and personal identification. Locate your safe spot. A basement is the best option, but a closet, bathroom, hallway, or any room without windows will work as well. And you want as many walls between you and the outside as possible. Have ways to get alerts. A smartphone, TV, and battery-operated radio are all important means for communicating severe weather alerts. know the area you live in, what county you live in, and the county surrounding you, as this can be helpful in knowing if storms are near or if they will be moving in your direction. And know the difference between a watch and a warning. A watch is issued for a larger geographical area, typically for a longer span of time, when the ingredients are present for a severe storm and a threat is possible. A warning is issued over smaller periods of time and specific geographical areas when the threat is occurring or imminent. When a warning is issued, action should be taken immediately. Your menu today for Eisenhower Elementary School. For lunch, you'll be having scalloped chicken, corn, sweetheart pears, cucumber slices, and milk. For Norton Community High School and Junior High, your lunch today will be hamburgers, fruit, and milk. And for Northern Valley Schools, your lunch today will be cheese pizza, salad, vegetable, and fruit. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, farmers helping farmers to succeed. You can contact Firebolt Ag today to get the most out of your farmland. Your KQNK weather forecast is being brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, your Norton experts for all of your pest control needs. Your forecast for today, it'll be mostly cloudy, then gradually becoming sunny with a high near 63 and a south wind of 10 to 15 miles per hour. For tonight, there's a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms between 4 a.m. and 5 a.m., and then a slight chance of showers after 5 a.m. with increasing clouds and a low around 39. Tonight, there should be a south wind of 5 to 15 miles per hour becoming east after midnight, and the chance of precipitation is 20%. On Thursday, showers and thunderstorms are likely, mainly before 1 p.m., and then showers are likely and possibly a thunderstorm after 3 p.m. It should be mostly cloudy on Thursday with a high near 47, and the chance of precipitation is 60%. And on Thursday night, rain showers likely before 1 a.m., then rain is likely and possibly mixed with snow showers. Some thunder is also possible. It'll be cloudy on Thursday night with a low around 29 and blustery, and the chance of precipitation is 70%. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
When you've got bugs, we know what a nuisance that can be.
Lock 'em out. From Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, Lock 'em Out is our very effective residential insect prevention program. We'll come to your place and treat your foundation plus all insect entryways. And while we're there, receive a free termite inspection. Call Mr. Rich Wenzel, our certified technician in Norton, at 785-202-0167. That's 202-0167.
Continuing with your weather forecast for Friday, rain is likely, possibly mixed with snow showers before 1 p.m., and then a slight chance of snow showers. Should be cloudy on Friday with a high near 38 and breezy, with wind gusts as high as 35 miles per hour. On Saturday, should be sunny with a high near 51. On Sunday, sunny with a high near 65. On Monday, sunny with a high near 72. And on Tuesday, mostly sunny with a high near 70. Currently, with fair skies, it is 38 degrees. The humidity is 51%. The wind speed is variable at 3 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 30, and the dew point is 21 degrees. Your weather was brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control right here in Norton. You can call Hinkle Termite and Pest Control at 785-202-0167 for all of your pest control needs. It is 823.
Are you living with pain and discomfort in your feet, legs, thighs, or butt? It may be a sign of a serious health problem called peripheral artery disease, or PAD. The most common symptoms of PAD are burning, aching, numbness, or discomfort in your leg or hip muscles while walking. A higher quality of life is possible. If you have any kind of recurrent leg pain, talk with your doctor. Describe when it happens and how it feels. Go to heart.org/PAD to learn more.
Your Kansas Sports Report is being brought to you by United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything they do for you.
United Northwest Federal Credit Union is excited to announce that we will host our 75th annual meeting at the St. Francis of Assisi Parish Hall in Norton, Kansas on March 18th, 2024, beginning at 5:30 p.m. Supper and prizes will be provided to those in attendance. Reservations can be made by calling the office at 785-877-5191 by March 13th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
KIN Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuy. Number 9 Kansas rolled over Texas 86-67 Saturday night without star guard Kevin McCullough Jr., who continues to rehab his knee injury. All five starters scored in double figures as Hunter Dickinson led the way with 20 points. KJ Adams and Johnny Furphy both poured in 16 points. DeJuan Harris scored 14, and Nick Timberlake added 13 points. After the game, head coach Bill Self was happy with his team's performance.
Played great. First half, we were terrific, and everybody played and contributed, and bench was good, our starters were all great, and you know, we don't have without Kevin, we don't, obviously our margin of error is even less, but you know, when the ball moves like that and you guard like that to start a game, that's, you know, you're going to be in a pretty favorable position most times, especially at home, and that's what happened tonight.
The Jayhawks are now 9-5 in the Big 12 and take on BYU tomorrow at 7 p.m. on ESPN+. KIN Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuy.
The hardest working tractor is always the easiest to work with. Prairie Land Partners offers over 200 hard-working attachments to accompany your John Deere compact utility tractor. From pallet forks, backhoes, box blades, rotary mowers and tillers to rear blades, they have the attachments to tackle the jobs that you and your property demand. Stop by any Prairie Land Partners location or visit them online to learn more.
Delivering the right solution.
No matter who we call family, when we choose to get the flu shot, we're protecting them. That's especially true for those who are 65 and older and people with chronic conditions like heart disease, diabetes, or stroke. Getting a flu shot every year decreases your chances of getting the flu. If you do get the flu, the vaccine makes you less likely to be hospitalized or die from it. Protect yourself and the ones you love by getting your flu shot. Learn more at heart.org/...
Are you struggling with healthcare bills? Norton County Hospital is here to help with Epic River Loan Solutions. Applying takes less than 30 minutes and everyone is approved regardless of credit. Break your bill into manageable automatic monthly payments to build your credit. Plus, no penalties for upfront or prepayment. Don't let healthcare costs overwhelm you. Call Kelsey today, 785-874-2220.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Save up to 75% off preferred home and office products with Office Depot. Special package pricing with Lifeline screenings. Exclusive savings on post-frame buildings with QSI. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans. And enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits.
Kansas Agriculture Network Markets.
Good morning, I'm Kyle Hill. This update brought to you by Valley Vet Supply in Marysville, Kansas. Let's start off with your weather forecast.
This morning, we have an upper-level trough of low pressure we are eyeing across central California. May see some patchy areas of fog in east central Kansas with some breaks in the clouds by midday. The system in and near central California will slide southeast, moving it onshore, also developing low pressure along the eastern slope of the Rockies. As that moves into the southwestern part of the country in West Texas by Thursday and Friday, a warm front in Oklahoma will fuel moisture coming in from the Gulf, with thunderstorms likely late tonight through much of Thursday and Friday, with up to an inch of rain in some locations, especially in eastern Kansas. For today, mostly cloudy in northwestern Kansas with a high in the low 60s. North central Kansas, 62 for our high, low 60s as well in the northeast part of the state. Partly cloudy, breezy, and not as cool in southwestern Kansas with a high in the mid-60s. Variable clouds with a high 62 in the south-central part of the state. And mostly cloudy in southeastern Kansas today with a high in the mid-60s. I'm meteorologist Ann Holliday.
Thank you, Dan. Overnight markets mixed with fractional gains for corn, soybeans about a penny higher, and the wheat complex posting more losses. March corn down a half penny at 413, May up a quarter of a penny at 426 and a half, the December new crop up a quarter of a penny at 459 and a half. May soybeans up a penny at 1150, July up one and a quarter at 1160 and a quarter, November up three quarters of a penny at 1145. Kansas City wheat, May down 9 and 3 quarters at 559 and a half. July down 8 at 549 and 3 quarters. Chicago wheat, May down 7 at 544. July down 6 and a quarter at 549 and a half. On Wall Street, Dow futures are up by 60 points. NASDAQ up $128, dollar index down 18 cents, and crude oil's up 69 cents a barrel. You're listening to the Kansas Ag Network.